T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, we've got a lot of breaking economic news to get you up to date on, and we just told you within the last 20 minutes or so about the new report in terms of jobless claims soaring to 3.3 million. That quadruples the record from 1982. And joining us now on Total Information AM is Dollars and Cents host Dave Simons. What do you make of these new unemployment claims?
Well, Michael, we knew they were going to be gargantuan and just record-setting, eye-opening. I mean, the largest that we ever saw in any week during the Great Recession, still fresh in our memories, was 665,000. So five times that much. I will say this, the futures of the market actually started to improve a little bit. They're still down. So it tells me that Wall Street was fearing something even larger, but it's big enough.
Yeah, we've had a couple of days of the futures and then the actual trading during the day going in the green direction. But now these futures are trending red again. Can we get more than 2 days in a row, Dave?
That might be asking too much, but there's some seriousness to that question, because I think a lot of investors, from what I've been reading anyway, think that the coast is a little clear because the Fed is all in, and now that this bill has been passed by Congress, and finally the market can start going up, and they use the last 2 days as evidence. And I want to be very tell people to go ahead and still continue their investment programs, but don't think that we are out of the clear here. I said on Camo X 2 weeks ago that we are going to be in the midst of a long-term bottoming process that's going to be really messy. And sure enough, that's what has happened. We are actually higher than we were 2 weeks ago. But this thing's not about to shoot back up, Michael. This is going to take a while.
In terms of the news that we've gotten with the Senate approving the stimulus package, going to the House and then the president's desk after that, are there any holes in this? Is there anything that they have not covered that we may be circling back on later on?
I don't think so, Michael. My only issue would be they probably threw too much into it, and there is a lot of waste. But here's the deal. What else could you do? Do you want to be the senator that held it up because you had an issue with one particular provision? I feel for them. I think they had to throw a bunch of spaghetti against the wall, and the most important noodles are going to stick. There's a lot of waste that's going to fall to the floor, and there will be some unintended consequences. But what do you do in unprecedented times? They didn't have a lot of time to debate this. And whether good or bad, I think we will pay a little bit of a price for this later on down the road. But it had to be done.
Just about 30 seconds left, Dave. Gas prices are going low, low, low. How low will they go? And when are we going to have the chance to take advantage of them?
Great point. Well, we do try to look for the silver lining in all this, and lower gas prices is one of them. And the other one, Michael, you've probably seen this too. All the wonderful creativity that is occurring around the country as people are getting together and doing videos and singing songs and finding new hobbies. And maybe when we come out of this, we can look for the good in our humanness and being Americans and showing our spirit. And that's what I'm looking for.
KMOX Dollars and Cents host Dave Simons. Always appreciate your insight.
Thanks, Michael.
Joining us on the TDK Technologies Newsmaker line on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.